Yeah, let's talk about the modern woman. First, we need to understand that the modern woman is different from the women we used to have. The contemporary women are different from the conventional women we've had in the past. And this is as a result of a lot of factors. For instance, there's change in our socialization process, then there's civilization, then we have different movements such as the gender equality movement, we have the feminists and all of this. There's no way we're going to talk about the modern woman and leave the modern man out. The modern woman has seen it as a duty upon herself to fend for herself, to be equal, to be independent, to do things that 15, 20 years ago, an ordinary woman wouldn't be able to do. To start up businesses, to own our own things, to buy a house, buy properties, to buy cars, to do things a man can do. And this is because of the total, how do I put it, the absolute power that has been vested in men from time. I mean, from time we've seen that men have been the sole, you know, provider of things in the house. We've had stay-at-home moms. We've had men who would literally tell their wives not to work and be at home because they don't want them. Well, for different reasons anyways. So these things have, let me say, the outcome of these things have informed the formation of the modern woman. Now, feminism and gender equality have also impacted the modern woman, because the feminist movement is basically about equality. Like, we want equal opportunities for men and women. Men should be able to occupy top posts in organizations, and women should also be able to do the same. Men should be able to do this, and women should be able to also be able to do that. Yada, 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 yada. But what we are failing to understand is that the purpose of gender equality truly is just equity. Just for us to have equal opportunities, a level playing ground for us to be able to run things. Now, this shouldn't affect the home. This shouldn't affect our perception of things. I mean, the modern woman should be able to understand that a woman cannot exist in isolation, and a man can definitely not exist in isolation. We've seen tendencies, come on, just like one of your contributors have said, the modern woman would, you know, work and get well paid to provide for herself. She would, you know, go on Tinder or buy sex toys to satisfy her urges, and what have you, they would adopt or be a baby mama. They are not even bothered about uncommitted sex, you know. It has gone beyond that. The modern woman just wants to live her life and be on her own and just run things. If at all they need to be with a man, they just say, okay, I need a baby daddy. I've legit met people who would prefer to just have someone give them, just have someone they want to give birth, someone to, I don't know, they want to have children with. And that's all. They don't want any emotional commitment to the person. Just let's have children and go our separate ways. But this new way of living is not the way. I don't know. I'm stuttering because I feel so emotional about this topic. I feel so concerned about it because it's alarming the way things are going. And if things keep going this way, in the next 25 years, the perspective is going to be different. The narrative is going to be different. I mean, it could go for the worse. Let me just stop here. My conclusion is just that the modern woman needs a man. The modern man needs a woman. Let's not alter the natural flow of things. Thank you.